I called, I was going to call Brother Bob. I said, hello, Brother Bob. I said, what you doing? He said, I'm on my way to Cincinnati. I said, okay. Going to see his son for Thanksgiving. I said, all right. You have a good trip. Have a wonderful time. I said, Lord, you've got a plan, doesn't he? How many of you know that God never gets nervous? He never gets anxious. He never gets, and what do we come to do anyway? To worship him, right? So if we have to go back a few years, and so, you know, all the, but let me read the word first. I'm going to be reading out of Colossians 3, and I'm going to be reading it out of the Message Bible. And listen very carefully. It says this, the title at the top is, He is Your Life. Now, He is Your Life. And it says, so, if you're serious about living this new resurrection life with Christ, act like it. Okay, do I need to read that again? Oh, they're not here, are they? Let me read it again anyway. So, if you're serious about living this new resurrection life with Christ, act like it. Pursue the things over which Christ presides. Don't shuffle along, eyes to the ground, absorbed with the things right in front of you. Look up and be alert to what's going on around Christ. That's where the action is. See things from His perspective. Your old life is dead. Now, the King James of this verse is, well, anyway, I can't think two different things. Let me read it like this. Your old life is dead. Your new life, which is your real life, even though invisible to spectators, is with Christ in God. He is your life. Can you say that this morning? He is your life. When Christ, your real life, remember, shows up again on this earth, you'll show up too. The real you, the glorious you. Meanwhile, be content with obscurity like Christ. And that means killing off everything connected with the way of death. Now listen to what our talking about. Remember, we're saved by grace. Y'all listen to me just a minute. But He's telling you that your behavior will change if you really want Christ as your life and you focus on Him. And if you look at things from His perspective, I'm going to read some things that will begin to not be in your life, okay? And it says, and it means killing off everything connected with the way of death. Sexual promiscuity, impurity, lust, doing whatever you feel like whenever you feel like it, and grabbing whatever attracts your fancy. That's a life shaped by things and feelings instead of by God. It's because of this kind of thing that God is about to explode in anger. It wasn't long ago that you were all doing that stuff and you didn't know any better. But you know better now, right? You know better now. So make sure it's all for good. It's all gone for good. Bad temper, irritability, meanness, profanity, dirty talk. Don't lie one to another. You're done with that old life. It's like a filthy set of ill-fitting clothes you've stripped off and put in the fire. Now you're dressed in a new wardrobe. Say, I have a new wardrobe.
I have a new wardrobe.
Every item of your new way of life is custom made by the Creator with His label on it. All the old fashions are now obsolete. Words like Jewish and non-Jewish, religious and irreligious, insider and outsider, uncivilized and uncouth, slave and free. They mean nothing. From now on, everyone is defined by Christ. Everyone is included in Christ. Don't you love that? So, chosen by God for this new life of love, dress in the wardrobe God picked out for you. This is what you put on. Compassion, kindness, humility, quiet strength, discipline. Be even-tempered, content with second place, quick to forgive an offense. Forgive as quickly and completely as the Master forgave you, regardless of what else you put on. Wear love. It's your basic all-purpose garment, and never be without it. So let the peace of Christ keep you in tune with each other, in step with each other. None of this going off and doing your own thing. And cultivate thankfulness. Give it plenty of room in your lives. Instruct and direct one another using common sense. And sing. Sing your hearts out to God. Let every detail in your lives, your words, your actions, whatever, be done in the name of the Master, Jesus, thanking God the Father every step of the way. Now, folks, that's how we live. And you say, well, Pastor Laverne, I'm not there yet. No, but if you stay focused on Jesus, you'll start getting there. Amen. We've got to have a goal. We've got to have a place to where we know we're headed. Amen. And that behavior will change from the inside out as you worship and praise Jesus. Now, like I said, we're doing a little something different this morning. Some of the words will be up there and some of them won't on these first songs because we're going back about 25 years to when I played the piano. And we called them all of our scripture songs. Amen. And we'd come in here, remember? And we'd begin to praise and we'd sing. And I don't know if Libby and Sherry will remember these or not. No, I'm teasing. But if you don't remember them, don't worry about it. Just pick up on them because I said, this is how we used to worship. Amen. All right. This is the day. Made. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of you never heard those songs before?
That's me.
There's a few. Hallelujah. Yeah, there you go. Well, let's just lift our hands and praise him. Come on, church. Oh, Father, we do magnify you. This is the day you've made. We do enter your gates with thanksgiving and courts with praise, Father God. We bow before you, Jesus, your Lord, your King of kings and Lord of lords today. Hallelujah. And we make a choice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. We make a choice to worship and praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. When we sing this song, I just want to tell you this morning that the first time this song was played, it came out of a church in Lexington. This lady wrote the song, and when she did it, there was such an anointing on the song that, I mean, the whole church and the youth and children even were coming and saying and making a commitment in their lives, Lord, I make a choice. Lord, I lift my voice. It's a choice today, church. All those scriptures I read to you this morning, it's your choice to get up every day, brand new. First day, you get to start all over again every day and say, God, this is your day.
Lord, I lift my voice to praise you. Lord, I make a choice to give you praise. Lord, I lift my voice to praise you. Lord, I make the choice to give you praise.
You do that this morning, church.
There is no other one like you. You're all I ever need. You're the rock that I run to. When all around me, Lord, seems to fall apart, I run to you. There I find a peace to heal my mind. Lord, I lift my voice to pray to you. Lord, I make a choice to give you praise. Lord, I lift my voice to praise you. Lord, I make a choice to give you praise.
But there's no other one like you. Sing it to him now.
There is no other one like you. You're all I ever need. You're the rock that I run to. When all around me, Lord, seems to fall apart, I run to you. There I find a peace to heal my mind. Lord, I lift my voice to pray. Lord, I make a choice to give you praise. Lord, I lift my voice to praise you. Lord, I make a choice to give you praise.
Oh, lift your voice and praise him today.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Lord, thank we Lord. Magnify Hallelujah. And we... We hallelujah, worship you, Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We praise you. We
thank
praise you,
Lord.
Mighty
thank
God.
You,
hallelujah.
You,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Laverne, can I say something before you get to the next songs? Hallelujah. I was thinking about things this morning, or maybe it was last night, laying in the bed, and the Lord said, it doesn't matter who's there or who isn't there, because I plan to be there.
Amen.
And he said, you remember years ago when all you had was Laverne's guitar? Was I there? For you that were around then, was he here?
Amen.
And, you know, we come in here to worship the Lord. God's blessed us with talent in the musical area.
really blessed us for a church our size. But we come in here to worship the Lord and to praise God.
Amen.
Not to hear our praise group.
Because
that's what we do. We just come and we do what we do. And like Laverne said, there's some out of town. And Tony and Delita are not here today because some of you may not know, he went deer hunting this week out in Missouri and fell off his deer stand and almost killed himself. And he's in the regional medical center in Poplar Bluff. Been in there since Tuesday or Wednesday. And he got a broken collarbone in three places. Got some broken ribs, a punctured lung, a concussion, a real bad cut on his head, and a bunch of other not quite serious stuff. But evidently, he must have, from the area of the injuries, he must have landed pretty close to on his head. And so he was, as the old country saying is, he'd been stove up pretty bad. But I think he's some better.
Oh, they're already, the last message I got from Delita was yesterday, and that they're already, yesterday they were even talking about putting him out, taking him out of ICU and putting him in a regular room.
Amen.
Lungs doing great. That they had to go in and reflate and everything. And she said, you know, it won't be that long before we'll be home. And that's what they're praying, you know, believing God for. And they need all your prayers. But, you know, and when you pray, you thank God that he is restored. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Yes, Pat.
I've got a praise.
Yeah.
About an hour later, the phone rang, and Diane invited me out, me and my grandchildren and my children, and I felt like it was the Lord. So yesterday, when I got out there, and only half was there, she only invited half, but that's nothing to me. And so I got to say, and I said, Lord, is this of you? And my brother, Donnie, he came, and we got ready to... Donnie said, I want to pray over our meal. And he said, I want us all to hold hands. And so we all held hands, and the Lord dropped it in my spirit immediately that this was of him. And it was something that the Lord told me to do when Dad died. And I had mentioned it to some of the other ones that we were all to pray, and that the family chain would not be broken. And I told a couple of them, but it didn't happen, but it happened yesterday. And so Jacody, he didn't come, and he texted me this morning, and he said, Mom, I hope you're not mad at me. And he said, I just don't feel like it's right that some got invited and some didn't. And I said, he said, I went and hung out the day with Chase and Mercedes. And I said, no, Jacody, honey, I'm not mad at you. I totally feel like you were exactly where the Lord wanted you. I was where the Lord wanted me. And it just really lifted me up this morning for the Lord to show me where Jacody is. So, I mean.
Amen. Amen. You know, holidays can be some of the best and worst times. Because you've got believers, and then you've got people that don't believe. You've got people that love everybody. You've got people that don't get along with everybody. And, you know, this, we just have to be, as Pat said, who we are. We have to not get down on in the middle of everything. Stay focused on Christ. Love unconditionally and see what he does in our lives. You know what? That's what we have to do. The splendor of the King.
And the Lord said, go ahead, just keep on singing. The Lord said, you do what you do.
Majesty,
and I will do what I did.
Let all the earth rejoice. All the earth rejoice.
Come on, church.
He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. Age to age he stands, and time is in his hand, beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great, how great is our God. He's the name above all names, and he's worthy of our praise. My heart will sing, how great is our God. How great is our God.
Lift your hands and praise him.
How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God.
I want to do that first verse again. I want you to listen while they play. Listen, I want to tell you something. This line here that says, he wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice. Now that's, God is on the inside of you. And darkness, Satan, he doesn't want to hear God coming out of you. Why? Because he knows the greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, okay? Sing that first verse with me. Come on.
The splendor of the King.
Come on now.
Clothed in majesty. Let all the earth rejoice. All the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God.
great is our God.
Sing that again, church. He's the name.
He's the name above all names. And he's worthy of all praise. My heart will sing, how great is our God.
Today, church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. We magnify you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name, Lord. The Bible says when you stand up to bless the Lord, we bless him today. We thank you, Lord, for who you are, for what you've done. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship his holy name, sing like never before, oh my soul, worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship your holy name. Your your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to fight.
Bless the Lord,
bless the Lord. The end draws near and my time has come. Still my soul will sing your praise unending. 3,000 years and then forevermore. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, your holy name. I sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I'll worship your holy. I'll worship your holy name. I'll worship your holy name.
Oh, praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah, Lord. We magnify you, Jesus. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 You know, if you're here today or if you're listening online, we welcome you to worship and praise with us. And we want you to realize that freedom is in this place. Amen. We praise you, Father, for your freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And today, if you're tired, if you're thirsty, if you're hungry, he's here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is. Are you tired? If you're tired and you are thirsty, there is freedom. If you're tired and you are thirsty, there is freedom. Showers of mercy and grace are falling on every face. There is freedom. Hallelujah. I'd like to say, I just say right now, adults, you know, pull your kids in close right now. Have them stand with you if they're standing there with you. Have them reach out and worship Jesus with you right now as the Spirit of the Lord begins to move and work among us this morning, church. Hallelujah. Draw them into you. Draw them into you as you worship the Lord together this morning. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. We lift our eyes to Jesus, there is freedom. We lift our eyes to Jesus.
the showers of mercy and grace are falling on every face. There is freedom. Jesus reigns in this place where the showers of mercy
to Jesus, there is freedom. Give your all to Jesus, there is freedom. Freedom reigns in this place where the showers of mercy and grace are falling on every face. There is freedom. Jesus reigns in this place where the showers of mercy and grace are falling on every face. There is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is. Hallelujah.
Oh, thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you. We magnify you, Jesus.
We thank you.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
We just honor your name today, Lord.
Glorify you, Lord God.
In the mighty name of Jesus. The mighty name of Jesus.
Glorify you, Jesus.
And everybody said, Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, my praise and worship team. Y'all did a great job. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, I said to appreciate somebody today. I appreciate the hard work that everybody puts in to praise and worship. They work hard all day, come to music practice for an hour and a half after working hard all day, and then it's a price you pay, and we're thankful for it, aren't we? I also want to announce, and this isn't in the bulletin, but we're needing some nursery volunteers for the times when we have little ones. And actually, right now in the church, we've got two babies in Brindley right now that's that age. And if you could, like, one Sunday a month, say, well, I'll oversee the nursery that month. Now, sometimes these mamas, they like to keep those little babies with them, and that's fine. But by being available, if there's something they need, you never know when you're going to need to minister to take care of the baby or whatever they're comfortable doing, giving them a break.
Amen.
So if you could let me know, if you could take a Sunday, and I'll get a schedule up, and that way you can check and see if on that Sunday you can, just that one Sunday, you can do the nursery. Also, notice that there's no Bible study Wednesday night, Thanksgiving. A lot of people are going to be, a lot of people started doing Thanksgiving things this weekend, yesterday and today. A lot of people are doing family, you know, different family things.
Remind them about Tuesday night.
Tuesday night, is the community Thanksgiving service at Trinity United Methodist Church, just down the road across from OK Country Cooking, and the New Life Praise and Worship team will be doing the music. Amen. So we're thankful to be able to do that. It's at 6:30. It's in the bulletin. Then next Sunday, our good friends Jack and Patsy Ernest, Jack Ernest will be here. Patsy can't make it this year, but Jack will be here. So we're glad he's going. If you know of anybody, you know of a veteran or I tell you what, Jack knows how to minister. He knows how to minister. And so we're just thankful he's going to be bringing the message. And everything else that's on here, you can read it. We do need you to sign up to work at the to ringing of the bells for the Salvation Army. The sheet's out back. We've got two different places this year, IGA and the Walmart. So probably after next Sunday, we'll have to get it some of the other churches and see what they can fill in, what we don't want. We'll give it today. But try to sign up today if you can, if you want to ring the bells. It's a lot of fun. Now, if you work at IGA here in Columbia, you get to stand inside if the weather's bad. So that's... But now at Walmart, that you stand outside all the time. So I'm going to turn it over to Pastor. And
we're going to have
I bet you
time.
Some of y'all didn't know I could play the piano, did you? Well, I don't anymore, really. But